This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You know how at the end of every show, we ask you what scares you? Well, you've told us. And today, we're sharing one of your 10 things.
Number one, death. I've always been afraid of death. I'm afraid of never seeing the people that I love ever again, or just the chance that I would no longer exist. I'm not a very spiritual person, but I do hope there is a life after this where I can see those people again and I continue being me. Number two, heights. I've always been afraid of heights. I don't like tall buildings or roller coasters. I'll do them, but I don't enjoy them. Number three, missing a sick patient. I'm a pediatric emergency medicine physician, and when it's busy and you're trying to see a lot of patients quickly, there's always a chance you'll miss someone sick. It scares me every shift. Number four, my daughter's future. I have two beautiful daughters, and I worry about their future in terms of being held back because of their gender, based on the current political climate. That always worries me. And also, I'm always afraid that they may experience the things I see in my patients, such as drug abuse, sexual abuse, mental health problems, early pregnancy. I hope they live lives void of these things. Number five, climate change. I hate how slowly we have tried to shift from our reliance on fossil fuels and the impact we have on our environment, as well as our use of plastic and what it's doing to animals and the environment. Number six, not knowing I'm black. I'm half African American, and I always have this fear that people won't know that, and so I feel like I have to go out of my way to show that to them, because you'll be surprised if someone assumes you're white, how easily their racism will come out, if that makes any sense. Number seven, not being able to physically protect my family. I lost weight one time, a lot of weight, and was really skinny, and I did not feel safe, believe it or not. I don't really care about guns. I'm actually afraid of guns as well, but guns didn't make this list. But basically being able to physically protect my family. Number eight, not reaching my full potential. I've always wanted to start my own business, but I have guaranteed income as a physician, so that's a very scary thing to walk away from. I'm not sure I'll ever have the courage to do it. Number nine, a colleague's judgment. As physicians, we're always judging other physicians and critical of their care. And I'm always afraid that someone will be critical of something I've done and not be, and maybe have not practiced the most up-to-date or evidence-based medicine. And so although this is a bad thing, it's also a good thing because it drives me to be a good physician. And number 10, ghosts. If I suspect any paranormal activity, I'm going in the other direction. My name is Worth Barber, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Worth Barber is a pediatrician in Florida. Next time you suspect paranormal activity, think of Worth. And tell us what scares you at 10thingspodcast.org.